This is the Inside Track with the Quincy Raceway's Car Show. Getting pretty late here. We're on about interview number 24 or 25, but caught up with late model driver Justin Reed. Justin, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you. Fiance had to run off to the bathroom, so we got a couple minutes, so it happen, right?
Don't have to ask you what kind of season you had last year. It was pretty darn good. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was great. Won championship. Really pumped. Off season's been expensive. It's change, and change is good. I voted for change, so exciting. You know, you always look forward, and this year's no different. Really pumped about what's going to happen.
Somebody that's listening to this doesn't know about the changes. Just kind of explain them to us real quick.
We changed from IMCA sanctioning body to UMP sanctioning body. And basically what that means, we have rule packages just like NASCAR or Nationwide or anything else, and that dictates what motors we can run, what tires we can run, so on and so forth. And now we have more of an open, which means run what you kind of want, tire and motor deal. So we were able to open up our motors a little bit, and that means more money. Open up our tires a little bit, which means more money. And it's been a lot to bite off, but thanks to great sponsors here in the Quincy area, we've been able to make it happen. And you know, racing has always cost the same amount of money no matter what you do. It's every dime that you have, so you just do it with a smile and hope everything adds up to zero at the end.
That's right. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to some of the UMP visitors. We may see some people come to Quincy Raceways chasing some points, and it could get pretty interesting late in the season.
Well, what I like is I want to beat the best. I don't like it when Mark Bergtorp doesn't show up at Quincy Raceways. I don't like when I go to a Deary show and there ain't 50 cars there. I like to beat the best, and I search out the best. I want to go to the Dream this year in Eldora, Ohio. That's our goal. We're going to run out to the Dream because I want to run against the best, you know. And
now
we got to do that, and that's what Quincy Raceways went to. We invited the best here, so I'm hoping that it does. I hope the Jason Feggers, the Ryan Unzickers of the world come up and run with us, because I think they'll find that the Lonnie Baileys, the Denny Woodwards, the Keith Pratts are a little tough to handle. So,
well, I'll tell you, I just I could get surprised, but I just can't see anybody coming in and kicking these Quincy guys' rear. Not going to happen.
Yeah, I think a Notre Dame coach said no one comes into our house and pushes us around. So I'm hoping that'll be the case. We do have a learning curve. That's not to say that we don't. I mean, we're going into what they know, not knowing a lot. You know, Denny and Keith, guys that have history in this series, probably will be at a little bit of advantage right off. But, you know, I think with my crew, I have a great group of guys behind me that we'll have a pretty sharp learning curve, and we'll get to the front pretty quick.
Who you have on your pit crew?
My dad, Mark. He's my main guy. He gets everything ready to go, does everything that nobody wants to do, and makes it happen, makes it look nice. The biggest addition that I think to my crew in the last couple of years has been my Uncle Wally has really gotten involved with help, and he's a guy that my dad can kind of lean on and trust. It's not many guys my dad will say, here, go do this, and then look away and not want to watch over his shoulder. My Uncle Wally's that guy, and my Uncle Wally's a good balance between me and my father, because my father and I are really competitive, and we expect a lot out of each other. So it's been a good balance to have him on the crew. And then, of course, my Uncle Doug and my Grandpa Harv, my buddy Justin Steele, they've all chipped in and helped and really make things happen.
Who you got for sponsors on your car this year?
I got to thank Midas. Quincy's my Uncle Wally also owns Midas Services of Quincy, and they've been a great help to me. Really stepped up. We get to use his shop to work on our car during the week, and it's really been a great help. Quincy Honda, Dean Lampkin, Dave Johnson over there, they've stepped up the last couple years. I can't thank them enough. They really help us get us through the year. Spring Street Automotive, Mark Holtmeyer. I'm looking forward to seeing Hootmore at the racetrack this year. His boy's going to be racing. It'll be neat. A little blast from the past when you see the 10 car back out on the racetrack. Extreme Race Motors, Rick Frankel. They're, again, helping me with this big motor switch, getting my motor program right and correct so we can compete with the best. The Abbey. Albertson Auto Body, McDonald's, Tony Dunker Farm Marketing, Dunker Concrete, Pat Dunker, come on, help me this year. And Bilstein Racing Shocks by Mark Voigt. Mark Voigt, buddy of mine down in St. Louis, has helped me with my shock program quite a bit.
Man, did you do good there? I didn't even see you look over at that car once.
Yeah, I'm getting better. you know, the NASCAR guys can rattle it off without even knowing that they did it.
You're ready.
Tell them about that. Call Rick Hendrick up for me. I'm ready. I'll jump in there. I can make it happen. So, no, you know, it's hard because you got so many people, and I'm sure you guys that listen to this, you know, might get tired of our rhetoric when we go on our sponsors, but it's so helpful. You know, these guys do so much for this sport of racing and keeping us in the track. It's just great that we're able to say thanks to them and give back to them a little bit.
Justin Reed, thanks for talking with us, and wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, and thanks for keeping this going. It's always great to be able to fire up the computer and listen to these every once in a while.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.